once again to Going Beyond Words and another choral concert live. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to enjoy two of the many concerts presented at the North Central Division Conference of the American Choral Directors Association held in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, February of 2016. On this choral concert live, your listening senses will be treated to the musicality of the chamber singers from the University of South Dakota in Vermilion, Dr. David Holdhusen, conductor, and the remarkable talented voices of the North Dakota State University Concert Choir and their director, Dr. Joanne Miller. Dr. Holdhusen and the USD Chamber Choir opened up their live concert with an a cappella upbeat Kenyan folk song arranged by Sean Kircher. The text says, "Those who pray have blessings. They have peace, they have joy, and have well-being." Now the mood completely changes as we hear a choral classic from the pen of Canadian composer Imat Ramich. "Hail, true body, born of the Virgin Mary. Ave verum corpus."
Oh,
The USD Chamber Choir has just offered the beautiful, sensitive salute to the Virgin Mary, Ave Verum Corpus, by Canadian composer Imat Ramish, a talented composer of Latvian descent. The next piece asks the choir to use their voices to simulate all the elements of a small Indian ensemble. They use harmonic overtone singing called mouth music to simulate the droning of the shusha box. This is music from the country of India, Dwadyavanti. Those were the voices of the Chamber Choir from the University of South Dakota as they opened up the ACDA North Central Convention in Sioux Falls last February. You heard Dwadyavanti, a song from the country of India, arranged by Ethan Sperry, a composer who is employed at Lawrence University, where he directs the concert choir. A good concert always has variety, so again we employ the masterful composer Yanni Priano, who is a music educator at the Wilmington Area School District in western Pennsylvania. Dr. Holdhusen has sung several of Mr. Priano's compositions, and There Is a River was written for the USD Chamber Choir just for this presentation.
Thank you.
There Is a River, an original still in manuscript composed for the USD Chamber Choir and Dr. Holdhusen as they presented it to the ACDA convention, a very meaningful and relaxing work by Yoni Priano. Dr. Holdhusen had the opportunity to work with the internationally known Professor Andre Thomas at Florida State University, and my experience has been that the USD Chamber Choir really know how to sing an African-American spiritual with great skill. To close their portion of this choral concert live, here are the voices of the USD Chamber Choir from Vermilion, South Dakota, giving us a great arrangement by American conductor-composer Robert DeCormier. Please enjoy Let Me Fly with soloist Daniel Bellis.
Not so particular about working at the wheel. I just want to see how the chariot feels.
Oh, let me fly.
Oh, let me fly.
Oh, let me fly.
Oh, let me fly. Oh, let me fly to Mount Zion. Lord, Lord,
Lord, Lord.
Oh, let me fly.
Just heard Let Me Fly, an American spiritual arranged by Robert DeCormier and performed by the USD Chamber Choir, directed by Dr. David Holdhusen, concluding their appearance at the North Central ACDA Choral Convention held in Sioux Falls in February of 2016. You are listening to another Choral Concert Live presentation.
You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
The second portion of this choral concert live features the concert choir from North Dakota State University under the gifted leadership of Dr. Joanne Miller. Dr. Miller's concept of this program was that of music that described dawn through evening. Their first selection is Dakota Dawn, written by Edwin Fissinger, who directed the North Dakota State Choir for almost 20 years. The soloist is Anna Tesher, soprano. This is followed by the famous description of Morgen, or morning, by Gheorghe Ligeti, a very important avant-garde composer of the latter half of the 20th century. This song gives you the sound of the day's awakening with the crow of the rooster.
Dawn comes softly, 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 softly.
The North Dakota State University Concert Choir has opened up their portion of the convention with Dakota Dawn by Edwin Fissinger, a former instructor at the college. Then you heard the classic Morgen by Italian composer Ligeti with the Rooster Crows and the Awakening of the Day. The centerpiece of their program is by John Corigliano and is based on a poem by Welsh poet Dylan Thomas. As the writer Thomas visited the real Fern Hill, a farm of his aunt, Corigliano revisited his composition a number of times and created several arrangements. What we hear now takes six stanzas of the bittersweet boyhood reminiscences for strings and chorus with soprano soloists in the stanza 3 and 4. Here, then, is Fern Hill by American composer John Corigliano, presented by the North Dakota State Concert Choir, guided by Dr. Joanne Miller.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have just heard Fern Hill, based on the writings of Welsh poet Dylan Thomas and set to music by American composer John Corigliano, and beautifully described by the voices of the North Dakota State University Choir, directed by Dr. Joanne Miller. Die Nachtigall, the Nightingale, is one of Alban Berg's seven early songs written between 1906 and 1908. It is arranged for choir by Cletus Gottwald, a German musicologist, choral director and composer who spent most of his life working in Stuttgart and Frankfurt. His claim to fame, though, is as a transcriber of music from different genres. So a piece that was once for solo voice now takes on a new personality, transcribed for choir. Die Nachtigall with the North Dakota State Concert Choir. The music of Alban Berg, transcribed from the solo voice to many voices of a choir. You heard Die Nachtigall, arranged by Cletus Gottwald. To close this choral concert live, the choir turns to music by one of the world's young composers whose home is Latvia. His name is Erik Sentfors, who was born in 1977. He is prolific, but his music is very thought-provoking. Members of the choir have in their hands water glasses tuned to tone clusters as a shimmering accompaniment. Ah, the dome of heaven is like a great hill. Please be moved by stars. By Latvian composer Erik Sentfors. With water glasses tuned to clusters, you heard the descriptive song called Stars by Latvian composer Erik Senfolds. It was sung by the North Dakota State Concert Choir, directed by Dr. Joanne Miller. This performance was recorded at the North Central ACDA Convention in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, February of 2016, in the Washington Pavilion Concert Hall by Soundwaves Recordings of Huron, Ohio. Please visit the blog of my website, show number 3121, for complete information. Go to goingbeyondwords.com. For the past hour, you've been listening to another choral concert live on Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. This visit featured the University of South Dakota Chamber Choir with Dr. David Holdhusen and the North Dakota State Concert Choir led by Dr. Joanne Miller. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2016.